starting for the SEA. Number 2, Jericho Peter. Number 2.
Brochus hits one in the left. Back at the wall. The Yankees have tied it again.
Derek Jeter ends his final game with a walk-off single. Derek Jeter, where fantasy becomes reality. Did you have any doubt?
There's a fly ball deep to left. It's on its way. There it goes. And the Yankees are going to the World Series.
All right. Here comes the judge. It is Gleyber Day. And he is the Gleyber of the month.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome to another edition of The Short Porch presented by Barstool Sports. I'm your host, Tubbs, alongside me on the other side of the internet, Marty Mush. He's in San Francisco. TJ on the ones and twos. Tommy's doing Mother's Day stuff. We're still rolling here with The Short Porch. Two walk-off wins in a row. And I actually had the thought on Friday, we haven't had a walk-off all year. Now we get two in a row. Gritty wins. Not the prettiest of wins, but man, I'll fucking take it.
The first walk-off win was a huge morale. All right, we actually fought back and did it. But that infield single and walk-off hits aren't impressive.
Okay, but Giancarlo's was real.
No, yeah, his was real. They're both real. I'm good, and especially as a hitter, I'll take literally whatever I get. But, I don't know. I'd actually rather a sack fly walk-off than an infield single.
Then what Gleyber did on Saturday. I will say, the way that Saturday's game transpired, it was so perfect it ended on that shitty dribbler.
Yeah.
I was that of course, that's how we're going to end up winning this game.
The Yankees now, and usually the old Yankees, they die during that game. They don't come back. They're fucking, whatever, it's dead. But that was a nice win.
We'll get into it. That win on Saturday was, I think, the best win of the year. Aside from the Astros stuff, because that's all emotional. But, pulling that win out was crazy. They had no business winning that game. And, those little by little, that stuff helps. And pretty good homestand when you just look back at it all. Could have been a disaster with the way things were looking. But especially with some of the Houston games. But end up going, was it 7-2 in those 9 games? If I have that correctly here. Do I have that correct? Yeah, 7-2. Pretty good homestand. 18-16 now. Now they go on the road, a long road trip, Tampa, Baltimore, and Texas. But I'll take it. 18-16, 7 of the last 9. Good. And even further back, I think it's 9 of their last 12. So that sounds even – oh no, 9 of the last – yeah, I have that right. Yeah, something like that. I'm just running through W's and L's here. It's tough to count. 9 of the last 12. That's good.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
They've won 9 of the last 12, Marty, which is all good. It's a good thing.
Good.
Definitely good. You know what else is good? We got a new sponsor. I'm excited.
Hit me.
And I also feel like a fool because I bought this sponsor a month ago, and I just had no idea they're called Allbirds. Allbirds Tree Runners. You want comfortable shoes to just run in, and they're absolutely lightweight. I'm not even reading off the copy here. I'm just telling you what they are. My buddies have had them for a little bit. I was like, what shoes are you wearing? They're Allbirds, and they're unbelievable. They look sleek. They look comfortable. They feel great. It's just everything you can want in a running shoe. And I got on board, let's say, a month ago. We probably can get these for free right now. You're probably going to get these for free through the sponsor, but I paid and I'm happy to have paid. And I hope the listeners to this podcast pay because it's truly worth it. And I can't give them a bigger endorsement. I've just wanted Allbirds for a while. Finally, coughed up some cash, got me some Allbirds. They're awesome. I can't speak about them more. Marty, you got to get on board. I know you're trying to run and all that. Get on board with Allbirds. They're made from sustainable, natural materials that feel light on your feet and better for the planet. They're breathable, machine washable, and made with responsibly sourced. This is a word I don't know. Eucalyptus tree fiber. I think your brain would have shut off trying to read that. They've got simple and versatile design.
Though the one thing about Allbirds is like you can wear them with like going out clothes too. It's like not even just running.
Absolutely, I wore them. I literally wore them on a date the other day, and then I wore them when I was running. So I literally perfect.
What a
example
brag that was. Hubs going on dates, guys.
I mean, you're not the only one with a girlfriend on this podcast, pal.
What a subtle drop of that one, right, TJ?
Hell yeah.
Sorry, I go on a date. I should be ashamed of myself. I should live with my mom. You're right. I should live with my mom. Happy Mother's Day, by the way, to all the moms out there. Awesome. I'm home. Marty abandoned his parents. Looks like he's out in California.
She's in New York right now, too.
Yeah. But this spring, keep things light and breezy with the Allbirds Tree Runner. Discover your perfect pair at allbirds.com. That's allbirds.com. And you go on the website and you hear this promo, you'll know what I'm talking about. They're awesome. So get your Allbirds today.
Before we get into the Yankees, I need to, first of all, I'm a vlogger now. No one knew. I'm having a YouTube channel come out. And so I go to Seattle my first time. I land. Justin Dunn gets me tickets. We go to the game. Fucking no hitter. And I bet on the Mariners. I mean, that's just like the most casual. It was the most casual.
Atta boy.
Yeah. It's been the most casual no hitter I've been to in the world. Like, I got there in the second inning. It was a drop third strike from the Orioles. And that's the only time the Mariners got. And like the sixth inning, I'm like, bro, there's a no hitter going on. And then I was walking to get food, and that one catch happened. When you know it's like, oh, that's the catch that's going to save it. It was one in their field, and I was like, oh, well, this is going to be a great trip. Like, I mean, I lost, but like, and first of all, am I right about that? If the Orioles came to Yankee Stadium, got a no hitter against the Yankees, would you stand up and clap?
Against the Yankees?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
No, I'm walking out of the stadium.
Throwing shit. Like, that's the Mariners fans were ecstatic going, this clapping their asses off for the no-hitter.
What side do you lean on?
I'm leaning on – I would never clap against
the team. No, if it's my own team – no. And if I'm at a – now, in your scenario where you bet on the team that got no hit, I think by the time you realize, like, your team's not going to win – if my team isn't going to win that I bet on, I want them to lose by a million runs. Yeah, like if it's over, I want you to die.
Yeah, no, the betting thing I don't give a shit about. It's the fans that I
– oh, that's crazy.
I yelled at an old man. I said, what are you doing? Sit down. Why are you going history? Yeah. Fuck history. They just – John fucking Means just no hit you.
Yeah, I mean, Mariners, they're used to losing. They haven't made the playoffs in a billion years, so
– they haven't made the playoffs in 20 years. That's insane.
Yeah, it's –
but then after the no-hitter, we go, I swear to God, we go to eat for like 30 minutes, I swear to God. We come back, car's towed.
No.
Car was towed. We go to the towing place. There's like 20 people in line. It wasn't at that towing place. We had to go to another towing place. It was like 6 hours of my day.
Oh, my God.
Only thing we did was go to the fucking stupid-ass gum wall in Seattle. I mean, Seattle started Corona, no? They're just putting their gum on the wall.
I would say it's Wuhan started Corona, but Seattle probably didn't help. Looks like they were aiding
Seattle
in their efforts.
Sucks. That's all I gotta say.
How much rain do you get there?
Every day. And then you talk to Seattle, stupid ass wipes, and then they're just like, oh, it's not that bad. It's like the eighth most rain in the city. When you have to say that, you know it rains all day. Every day.
You mean the country?
Yeah, the country. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I have so many things on my – I haven't been able to like talk to someone in a while, so I'm going to ramble real quick. San Francisco, I walk into my fucking room. All the sheets are off the bed. All the pillows are off the bed. And it just looks like there's blood on the floor.
What was it?
I don't know. I just freaked out. I was like, maybe it's Corona. I'll dress up.
How long did you stay in the room before like leaving?
20 minutes.
That's crazy. I would have left in two.
I started making the bed hubs.
I mean, what do you do? There's people like who are like, that's their job to do that.
I know. And then I was like, what am I doing? And then I learned that you can fit all of North America in Manhattan on one floor. And you can fit the entire world in New York and all five boroughs of the city. And on one floor, you don't have to go up a set. You don't have to stack each other. It's just on one playing field.
What? TJ, did you follow?
Yeah, I when he tweeted it, I was like, here we go. But I looked it up, and it's like the whole population of the Earth, if they were all like standing shoulder to shoulder in like crowded, like a crowded room type, they could all fit into the surface area of the five boroughs. That's how big New York is.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is insane. I did not know that. I just learned something every day. You know what I almost sent you last night? I have it on my phone. I went to go take a shower last night, and it was on speed. The crazy heart. I could not believe it. I literally took a video of it. I might send it to you later. But like, I was just astonished that some people takes a shower like that. It's crazy.
I've been waiting for a hotel to take a video for it. So I was going to just tag you like, hey, Hubs, how do people take showers like this?
It's crazy, man. It was nice. I literally, in the video, I put my hand on it and it hurt. I was like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do this anymore. okay, let's talk some Yankees. Before we talk Yankees, another pal of us, Dugout Mugs. And they've been a sponsor with Morning Wood. And now they're also with Short Porch, two shows I do. But Dugout Mugs, they make baseball bat beer mugs, bottle openers, wine glasses, and they're even giving away their MLB knob shot glasses now. They hold 1 ounce of your favorite liquor in the handle of a baseball bat. It's very cool. You get them customized with your name. So I got Hubs, and it's just a Yankee symbol, and it's just a nice little beer mug. It's fantastic. I have them all over my apartment. They usually sell for $29, but right now you can get them one delivered to your door for $8.95. at dugoutmugs.com/shortporch. That's dugoutmugs.com/shortporch. Usually you're $29. Right now you get them delivered to your door for $8.95. No one likes doing shots alone, so grab a couple for you and your pals before they all sell out. You can use code shortporch to get 30% off, 30% off your MLB team dugout mugs, wind-ups and season openers at dugoutmugs.com. Check them out now. We love dugout mugs. Okay, let's talk this series. It didn't start out great. An 11-4 shellacking that really all fell apart in the eighth inning on Friday. It did start well, though. Jameson Taillon, really good. He had one rocky inning, ends up going 6 1/3, 3 runs, 5 Ks, the 1 walk. His ERA is down to 5.02, was in the sevens for a little bit. That's a good start from Jameson Taillon. We call that a quality start, actually. And people get on him too much. He had a tough second inning here, giving up homers to Bell and Gomes, but ends up going 6 1/3, 3 runs. I had people tweet me when Bell hit his homer or whatever, like, Taillon sucks. Your boy is terrible. Like, get him off the team. We need King in there. And I love Mike King, but Jameson Taillon ended up pitching a very good game, and all those haters went away real quickly. He threw 99 pitches. For the first time in a while, he looked like he was in control through the third time through the order, which is what he's been notoriously struggling with. I love J-Mo. I think we're – everyone stop doubting Jameson Taillon. I think he's going to be a player and a piece for us down the stretch.
Bro, it's like, relax. Like, he hasn't pitched in so long. We didn't expect him to come in being like, oh, he's going to be disgusting right away. He's going to take some time. So right. Give him a second, and you all – would sign up for 6 2/3 and 3 runs from Jameson Taillon every single game.
He was fine. He was completely fine that game. The bullpen really is the first time that kind of failed him. Lasagna got absolutely lit up. 5 runs, 4 earned, and just he just got one out there. Wandy Peralta continues to actually pitch well.
Wandy's sick. I love Wandy.
Yeah, man. I don't think I'm ever gonna feel totally confident in him, but especially because he's the reason Talkman's on the team. But like, he's pitched, he's done everything we've asked him to do. He got Soto out today. He comes in, he's a true like lefty specialist. He's got a good changeup. He's kind of cool.
Wandy's great. It was also, I'm in San Fran. I went to the Giants game. First of all, Giants Stadium, Oracle Park is sick.
That's my favorite ballpark in the world.
It is so cool. Like the
right on the water. It's the water, beautiful.
Everyone's so nice. It's just the Giants are fucking good. I mean, I hit all my – I had the Giants. I had Evan Longoria in the first inning hit all my bets. It's just a beautiful time. But regardless –
But where'd you sit?
It was right – it was, like, pretty much right behind home plate.
Okay. Then when I went, we were, like, upper deck, and it's just beautiful. You could see just everything, the water over right field. It's just – it's a beautiful setup.
Yeah, it's sick. But it was definitely – it was a little odd seeing Tauchman lead off.
Yep. Definitely weird. Definitely weird. But yeah, Friday, not a whole lot to note about. We're going to try and stay positive here with the two walk-offs. So not going to talk a whole lot, but they just hit so many hard hit balls off of Corbin on Friday and had nothing to show for it. It was really frustrating. Clint, I think all four of his, pieces of contact were over 100 miles an hour. He only had one hit to show for it. It was a random single in the ninth inning. He was scalding the ball and just finding the center fielder or wherever every single time. The whole team, it's just an unlucky loss. Unlucky, I said they lost by seven, but they just should have gotten to Corbin earlier than what showed. Moving on to Saturday, though, Corey Kluber once again rock solid. This is now three straight really solid starts. Not now, his prior two were better than this one. He goes 5 2/3 in this one, 2 runs, 6 Ks. Tell you what, man, if Tyone and Kluber keep going 5 2/3 and 3 runs or less, fucking great. With this bullpen and the way the offense should hit, that's all you can ask for from these guys who haven't pitched in 2 years. Kluber's ERA now down to 3.06 on the year. He just looks like I'm starting to have a lot of confidence when Corey Kluber comes out there, where opposed to like the first four starts of the year, I didn't want to see this guy pitch. You know, I was just terrified to see, oh my God, what is this? Where's this pitch going to land? And now I'm like, you know what, man, this guy with Higashioka behind the plate with him, he's in full control of his stuff and he's going deep into games now. Throws 101 pitches. The ERA is pretty. Lots to love with Corey Kluber.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, even that whole game, dude, is
– yeah.
What, 14 strikeouts that was?
Yeah, so obviously he's opposed, and I think this was like the most combined Cy Youngs that have been pitching in Yankee Stadium since like Randy Johnson faced Barry Zito, I want to say. So it's been a while since we had a start like this, but Max Scherzer, 14 strikeouts. Until Higashioka hit the home run, I legit didn't think they were going to get a hit. I think Tommy even tweeted, like, we're going to get perfect game. Then I believed it. Like, we had – the bottom half of that order. So on Saturday, it's Gardner, Frazier, Ford, Higashioka, Wade. Whenever Scherzer got past Glaber, who had two hits in that game, two RBIs. Good to see. He's just looking better and better now. But when he got through Gardner, Frazier, Ford, Higashioka, Wade, I was like, yo, like – he's got to have so much fun going out in that mound. Like anything he wants to throw, these guys just are going to swing through. It was crazy. I think there was a period in time where listen to this, Marty. 2 through 7 in the lineup through their first 10 at-bats, 0-10, 10 strikeouts.
It's impressive.
I mean, that's crazy.
It's also whenever Dave, like, bets on the Yankees, it's just the worst. Every time it's never easy.
I was going to bring that up. Good. I was going to forget. He's put them in the Davey day night the last 2 days. It's just not fun being me during those games. You're fine. Tommy's fine. It comes at me because I live tweet. I'm the Yankee guy, all that. Everything's my fault. It's everything.
Yeah, it's quite nice for it to be you.
I mean, Kluber gives up a base hit to make it 2-1. I just tweeted, fuck. I didn't see it till today, actually. He just responded, all caps, fuck you, Hubs. Yeah. And then – and like, yo, Judge, whatever. He goes, is there anyone we can pinch it for? I actually was just like, Dave, you want to get to the Bronx and pinch shit? Put you in there, okay? I know you used to have a good lefty swing, but like, it's not fun. They pulled out both the wins. Now this is fun though, Marty. Today's now relies on Trevor Bauer. Bauer's the last leg.
Really?
So let's see how he's doing.
Yeah.
0-0 bottom of the second. Because the Cardinals won, right? Did they hold on? Cardinals. Oh, it's not over yet. Oh. 2-0 in the ninth. Okay. If that holds, then it's on Bauer. And then the David Dana Yankees hits. He had Yankees, Red Sox, Cardinals, Dodgers.
Fucking Trevor Bauer.
But anyway, so like I said, it's not fun being me. And like, I don't have notifications on Twitter, but like, when he replies to when the boss man tweets to you, you got to be alert. Thank God. And then, but the funniest part of Saturday's game, and we'll get into everything because this game was so fucked up and drunk. It was upside down in every way. But the way his Davey Denny works is if all the teams lose, it hits like bonus credit, whatever. So I think the over in the Giants game, which he had the under of, it went over at like the 10th inning. So he went from tweeting about the Yankees all the time to now rooting for the Nationals.
Because I was at the game, obviously, I said, and that home run that's out of nowhere in the 8th inning was.
Oh, yeah, you were there. Fuck. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So it's not fun, man. So let's get into Saturday. So obviously we talked about Kluber, but the real stuff didn't start until about the 8th inning here. So the name of the game, once Scherzer, you saw how good he was how do they get Max Scherzer out of this game? And the answer was the 8th inning. He's at 109 pitches. He's finally like, he motions over to David Martinez. Like, I got nothing left. Here you go. Take the ball. That also came down to whenever Max Scherzer decided he was going to stop pitching was when he was going to stop pitching. David Martinez had nothing on him.
Yep.
He could have gone out there. If he felt good for 11 innings, Davey Martinez wasn't going to come out there. He was going to do the old Messina yelling at Torre to stay back in the dugout, which is such a funny clip that it always gets replayed in those moments. But finally, they get him out of the game. Granted, the Yankees are still losing 2-1, and I know the Nats have had a good bullpen all year, like a really good bullpen. But anyone but Max Scherzer was a relief, in that spot. So in the 9th inning, Brad Hand comes in the game. And Brad Hand, man.
He sucks, man.
Yo, he's legit a horrible pitcher. Yeah. Like, I don't want to jinx myself anytime he's out there because I'll wait till afterwards. But, like, he just looks like a loser. And he has these unbelievable numbers against everyone else but the Yankees. But when you go back to the Indian series last year in the playoffs, like, they were all over him. DJ gets the go-ahead hit off of him. He blows the save. These last two games, he literally lost both of those games. He doesn't throw strikes. And when he ever gets him over, they're just like meatballs. Like, he is a horrible pitcher. I don't get it. I truly don't get it. It's nuts.
Brad Hand's a good name, too. Like, he should be good.
Yeah. And I wanted the Yankees to go after him in the offseason, and then they didn't. It's like, could you imagine this guy pitching for the Yankees? No. I would shoot myself. So he walks DJ to start off the 9th on 5 pitches. Wasn't even close. Giancarlo gets a rip to third, bobbled by the third baseman, wasn't able to turn the double play. DJ advances to second. Judge comes up, and Judge has been struggling bad. I mean, like, horrific at-bats. And this is when Dave is begging for him to get pinch hit. Judge does manage to fist one out into no man's land and right. Drops in, but DJ doesn't get a read on it, of course, and only advances to third, and I couldn't believe it. And at that point, I was like, you know what? Fuck. Like, they're going to lose this game right now on a double play. Like, just because if they were going to tie it, it was going to be there. But lo and behold, Gleyber Torres, man. Clutch Gleyber Torres gets it to hit base hit to right, tie the game. And if he doesn't get that hit, Hicks is on deck. So I have no faith in him. No matter how hot he's been, I have no faith in Hicks in that spot. So big on Gleyber there, but they didn't take the lead. They didn't win the game there. And I was like, man, they have – because they've been heading into extras that game. I believe they're 1-3 with the new rule or whatever. So or this season at least.
The away team's like an advantage.
I think they're like 500, the away team or something like that this year. Yeah, like throughout the whole league.
Usually going down, like knowing you're going to go down one is fucking brutal every time.
It's so that, brutal.
That's not a earned run, right?
Not the runner on second, no. So, yeah, Chapman's run that he gives up. Chapman comes out to pitch the 10th, gives him a sack fly, but no, that doesn't go on him. He would have gotten the loss, though, if they did lose the game there. You get the loss, you don't get the earned run. Chapman, there's nothing wrong in the 10th. He gave up a base hit to right, doesn't score the run, and then a sack fly. All right, well, in a normal game, that's just a man on first. he didn't. And then he struck out Harrison and Zimmerman and after they intentionally walked Soto. All it is give up one. But the problem for the Yankees is that they had Mike Ford, Higashioka, and Andujar due up in the bottom of the 10th. So it's like, I mean, this game's over. And then they have Mike Ford come up there in the 3-1 count. Mike Ford come up just in general. And Brad Hand just can't throw this guy a strike. Mike Ford is literally just laying down the bunt, begging the guy to just throw a strike. I'm literally going to get out here and probably bunt this badly. Where do you think Mike Ford's last bunt came from? What year?
Never.
the Cape Cod League in 2012. Yep, the last time he – and Aaron Boone is asking this guy to bunt in the bottom of the 10th inning, down one. Crazy.
Makes a ton of sense.
So Brad Hand is so terrible, he doesn't throw him a strike. 3-1 count. They take the bunt off, let him swing away, hits it through. The shift had the whole left side open, hits it through. A great piece of hitting by Ford. Ties the game.
He fucking ripped that shit.
Nuts. And I asked him, I actually hit him up after the game. Like, he didn't remember the Cape Cod League. I'm like, have you ever been asked to bunt? He goes, I don't think so. Like, I literally just don't think like that's ever happened to me. But they tie the game there. Of course, Higashioka, Andujar, and DJ, they just don't come through to take the lead. But so we go to the 11th. In comes Justin Wilson, who's been the worst pitcher on the Yankees out of the bullpen by far. And naturally, Justin Wilson goes 1-2-3, skiddly-do, look at me, I'm the fucking best in the world. Hit Josh Bell, Schwarber, and Castro just down 1-2-3. Unbelievable. Justin Wilson. Okay. All right, you want to pitch like the guy we signed? Great. Fine by me. 11th inning. Bobby Rainey, I think that – no, that might be an NFL player's name. Oh, whatever Rainey's name is. He's in the pitch. Stanton walks. Judge walks. So we got bases loaded, nobody out. And Glaber hits the dribble, like we said, to win the game. An absolutely drunk baseball game. Scherzer has 14 strikeouts, the most ever by an opposing pitcher in the new Yankee Stadium. Literally setting records of how good he was. Yankees somehow win that game. Absolutely nonsense they won the game. And top it all off, this game was delayed 2.5 hours. And it barely rained in the Bronx. They just were delaying it based off the fear of rain for the most part. They could have played easily throughout. No one really understood why. Credit to the fans for sticking around. The Yankees get the W. I don't know how, but that was a wild, wild victory.
The first of all, like I said before, I can't believe they actually won that. Aaron Judge is really ruining the new teeth thing for me. He's ruining the entire thing. He needs to figure his fucking shit out because his new teeth, Aaron Judge, does suck.
He's like, he admitted it on Saturday too after the game. He's like, I've been awful at the plate. I've been horrendous. I wonder if someone like
good.
What?
Is it bats or bad? Like, not, yeah. It's just his approach. I don't know. It just doesn't look good.
He looked okay against Hand today. Granted, I think you could look good against Hand. Yes. He drew the walk. But I wonder if like Stan needs to just punch him in the mouth so he like fucks up the teeth a little bit.
I want to hump Stanton's leg. I love that man. This is what you want, baby.
He is awesome. He's been so good. And granted, I think he was at a little bit of a slide this week. I think that was his first hit of the series. But like, granted, a big time hit. He's fantastic. He's so fucking good.
When I keep seeing that boy, like it goes 3-for-4 every night. I don't care that he. Put him on the team right now. I don't care.
He's back yeah. Tuesday.
Yeah, has to. I mean, that guy's just hitting 900.
Did you see what he did? Was it Yamamoto was pitching, I think, who's pitched on the Marlins a bit the last few years for their team. And first pitch swing is they don't care about lineups there. They just have Voit lead off to get the most at-bats out of him. And Voit hit this ball into the fucking highway. I mean, it's just absolutely destroyed.
And like, I think it's huge for us too. Like, yeah, that was an absolute nuke. But like, that is, we're on a little bit of a streak now. Like, we're playing a little better. Him in that lineup, I'm telling you, make a huge difference. I think not even just like obviously him, but like the morale of everybody.
As far as I'm concerned, the season now starts on Tuesday. Like, okay. Like, we've weathered the storm for whatever this bullshit 34-game season was. Now we start. Game 35 is when the season starts. G. Urshela should be back in the lineup two at third. So we're going to have to do with Andujar at first or third or whatever. Voit will be in there at first. The lineup's going to look a whole lot better, too. It's probably going to, you know, DJ Stanton, Judge. I wonder if Voit goes clean up there. They could even – I wonder if even they think about Voit at third, Voit hitting third and drop Judge a little bit further with the struggles. Probably not. But, yeah, I mean, Voit will be there somewhere in the 4-5 area, and that slides Glaber down a little bit more. I mean, it's just the whole – and then Gio's in there. So now you have six legitimate weapons in this lineup that are going to be feeling good to play I'm so excited to get Luke Voit back. I mean, that's my guy. He makes everything go. He's a heart and soul. And now him and Stanton cooking together, and hopefully we get Judge back a little bit. Yeah. I don't know how long it's going to take, but Glaber's been good too of late. Hicks has even swung the bat pretty good. So yeah, the lineup's going to start hitting, which is nice, especially where they have a series in Tampa coming up. Yeah, a few more things to talk about here, especially about the starting pitching of this team. But one last ad here, Peter Millar. We talk about Allbirds. We talk about our friends at Dugout Mugs, but Peter Millar also just an awesome brand. Very excited there with the short porch. Marty, have you gotten your stuff yet?
Yes. I actually wore it on the golf course to the Barstool Classic, and everyone was like, it's so comfortable, and it's just warm. I don't even know how to explain it. It's so good.
You don't even have to wear it. Like, you can wear it for golf, obviously, too. But, like, you wear that thing. You can wear it to Yankee Stadium. You can wear that, like, out to dinner or whatever. Like, the polos are legitimate. Very, very nice. And, like, professional looking. Great material. Peter Millar is just a step ahead of everybody. They got performance polos, quarter zips, custom embroidered with logos of all 30 MLB teams. In the stands on the weekend or even in the office, these Peter Millar styles, they're going to keep you looking sharp wherever you want to rep your team. And you can visit petermillar.com/shortporch to view their entire MLB collection. They got a ton of stuff there, not just the Yankees, but obviously you listen to this podcast, you're going to look for the Yankee stuff, but they got everything you want. Peter Millar, PETERMILLAR.com/shortporch to view the entire MLB collection. Peter Millar, they're stepping up to plate in a big way this year. So rock their stuff all summer long. we talk about Giancarlo's heroics today. Domingo Germán, though, was very good. Six and a third, two runs, really just bit on that Kyle Schwarber bomb late. That was whatever. I mean, his stuff was a little, you know, he's only 80 pitches. With Domingo Germán, he never throws a lot of pitches. I don't know what it is with him. Like, he's never, 80 pitches and six and a third. Like, if he was just, they could have really, like, he could have gotten 8 or 9 if he just didn't give up that 2-run homer. He was just cruising in this game. It's a lot of soft contact, too.
I almost gave up on him early on. I was like, put him down. He's a piece of shit. Fuck him. He's not a good guy. He's not worth it. Whatever. But he's been back. He's been pitching very well lately.
He, ever since he went to that alternate site after the first two starts, since he came back, they worked something, and whatever they did, don't change a thing. And this Nationals lineup heading into this series, I don't know what they are currently, but they were they had the highest batting average in the National League. So this isn't a bad lineup. Like, I know that was the knock with Kluber's first, like, last two starts. All right, well, he did it against the best hitting team in the National League currently, and he held them to 2 runs, whatever. Like, you know, Domingo Germán, Tyone, they all the starting pitchers just continue to deal. And it's great. And it's exactly what I envisioned with the starting rotation. Just piece together these wins, man. Get me 5 to 6 good innings. If you're not named Gerrit Cole, if you want to go 7 innings, all the power to you. But with this bullpen, the way it's constructed, and this lineup, the way they should hit, these pitchers should only need to go 5 to 6 innings, and we're rolling. And that's what's been going on. And the Yankees have been winning lately because of that. And it's, you know, you want to give credit to Kyle Higashioka, sure. You know, Gary was there catching today, though. He's still not hitting really at all, but 3 strikeouts today. But you know what? Whatever. Just do your job defensively as a catcher, and I can't ask for really more than that. Let's see. Andujar was just sent down to the minors, looks like. That would probably mean that's – oh, I assume that's for Voit. Yeah, that'll be Voit's move.
Yeah.
But Andujar, I was hoping for a little bit more from him. He had a shot this weekend. Don't believe he got a hit. I feel bad for him, but I mean, whenever he gets these opportunities, now it's not consistent enough to, like, you know, really knock him, but he doesn't really do anything. So it's no matter what he does in AAA, it's not really showing in the majors. Mike King again today, 1 1/3, no runs. Now on the year is 12 1/3 of shutout baseball, zero runs. What?
He's unbelievable, dude.
He's awesome. He's awesome. He's
just shutting down everybody.
Yeah, he came in today in the 7th, gave up a hit, and then immediately erased that guy with a double play, and then pitched a clean, or got a few outs there. in the eighth, and then Wandy came in to get Soto. Fucking Wandy, man. And then Chapman again, just
Wandy or Wayne?
No idea. Wandy.
Wandy's fun.
I think it's Wandy though. I don't think it's Wandy.
Wandy's pretty cool.
We are a podcast that doesn't pronounce anyone's name right. So no, like,
I might make a Wandy shirt if he has another shutout inning.
He just comes in, does a job. You know, coming into off that trade, like all of his analytics were exceptional, but the numbers weren't there. Like, he was getting lit up in San Francisco, but like all of, like, if you go on Baseball Savant, like his, like all of his spin rate stuff and what should be happening, expected stats were all phenomenal, but his just numbers overall, like box score numbers, were horrific. So listen, the Yankees are taking a chance on him, and so far that changeup's working. They're using him in good spots. I have no complaints of what he's done so far. I'm still a little uneasy when he comes in to pitch, just because he's Wandy Peralta. But so far, listen, he came in and got Juan Soto out today. So that guy, by the way, man,
he's so scared.
He is a horrifying human being. The way his batting stance is so cool, and the thing he does in between pitches where he swipes the dirt and kind of like just does his like intimate, it is so awesome. I think that guy is he's a ticking time bomb to hit a 600-foot home run at any point in his at bats. Yep. I want nothing to do with this guy. Thank God he's in the NL East and we don't need to see him. Like, we see him as bare minimum every 4 years, whatever. He just gives me the heebie jeebies once. Oh my God.
Yeah, no, every time you think it's just a deep dip and jack home run.
Horrible. And Schwarber's all of a sudden, by the way, Schwarber, I thought they said, remember how bad he used to be defensively? Like the Cubs like couldn't use him in the World Series, yeah, or like in the playoffs there. I think they said a stat over the weekend. He has the most outfield assists by a left fielder in the last like 3 years or something like that.
It's pretty good lately.
Yeah, he's like slimmed down. I don't know. I've always been a Schwarber guy. He's hitting 193 on the year though, so not like ideal. But well, that bottom.
You're getting home runs.
Right. The Knicks are up 10 on the Clippers. Let's fucking go. We really need that win. But yeah, overall, good series, good homestand, 7-2. Gladly take it. And now we got Tampa. So now we got Tampa.
Dang, I just can't stand Tampa.
Now we got Tampa. Day off on Monday. And then we got, so the pitching matchups is Montgomery against Yarbrough. I'm not positive if that's going to be a bullpen game or if they're just starting Yarbrough. And then Gerrit Cole against someone named Josh Fleming on Wednesday. I don't know who that is.
That's a joke.
Yeah. And then Tyone against Rich Hill on Thursday. I don't know. Who the fuck is TJ? Have you ever heard of Josh Fleming? Who is Josh Fleming?
Josh Fleming sounds like he would be like an intern at Barstool or something for a summer, like a social guy.
His last two starts, he's got 6 innings, 3 runs against the Astros, and then 5 innings, 3 runs against the Angels on the year with a 2.81 ERA. I think he's a reliever converted to being a starter.
He made his debut last fall.
Yeah, we know how the Yankees do with guys they never faced before, so that shouldn't be overly fun. But I'm expecting the Yankees to be a heavy favorite in that one with Gerrit Cole against Josh Fleming. But the good news, as we said, is that Luke Voit's back, Gio Rochelle is back. Judge with the day off, most of the day off today, and he'll get the day off, obviously, on Monday. Hopefully he resets a little bit and gets it going again at the Trop. This is a big eye test for the Yankees. Like, okay, you had a good homestand, didn't play the toughest of competition. I take that back. I mean, it's just the Tigers, those three games, but Houston and the Nationals are no joke. So now we got Tampa.
Also, the bright side of things is at least our best players aren't fighting each other.
That's huge.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The whole rat situation. Although they've seemed to, like, turn that for the better, and they're kind of using it as a rallying cry. But
I don't like that.
The way that Lindor, like, this has been covered plenty, obviously, on the podcast. But, like, he couldn't have, like, I'm convinced he's never told a lie before. Like, the way he said it in the press conference, it was like he was repeat, like, such a big tell. With like telling a lie like that is repeating your words. And he just kept saying it's crazy like 6 times. And it's like, okay. Like, we know you just fist fought. Like, very obvious there was not a rat and a raccoon and a, an opossum or whatever. Fucking
mess. Guys, do you like the Cinnamon Delights at Taco Bell?
Yes.
Dude, it's the most underrated item in America.
Where did that come from? Where'd that come from?
I've had it every day since I've been on
Why did you randomly just say that, though?
Are you looking at your Uber Eats app on your phone right now or something?
I got Taco Bell right here.
Oh, nice.
Oh my nice. God.
It's, dude, I've had it, no joke, 4 nights in a row. It's so good.
Okay.
Can't stop.
Oh, one last baseball thing. Then I have a question for you, Marty. Got to give a shout out to the Yankees third round pick from Arizona State. 2020, Trevor Hauver. This motherfucker has 6 homers in his first 5 games of professional baseball for Tampa. I mean, this is insane. What, 6 homers in 5 games? You just got drafted.
Like if me and you and Tommy were like any decisions in the Yankees organization, all these people would be up in a day.
You can't tell me right now Trevor Hauver would be worse at the plate than Tyler Wade.
No, you can't. You simply
defensively, can't. Defensively, I think he has a few errors already there, and I think he's mostly known as being an outfielder, but at the plate, he's a better hitter than Tyler Wade right now, no question about it. No question. You can't be worse than Tyler Wade. You actually can't be.
1,000,000%. But yeah, I'd bring him up in a second.
I mean, these numbers, let's see. His OPS. This may be mid-game, but he's 9-for-14. Oh, no, so this isn't updated. Oh, okay, so this isn't updated yet. But his OPS is like 2,500. Like Barry Bonds level stuff.
Yeah.
Trevor Hauver, shout out to him. And then, Dana B's just moved his bed outside.
Bro, what is he doing? And he found my Sour Patch. I'm pissed.
You clearly, I mean, he knew immediately to go there.
It was crazy how fast he found them. But it's just, he's losing his mind. I FaceTimed him at 4 a.m. to try and wake him up. And I woke him up and he was sleeping outside. He actually slept outside.
Didn't it rain?
That's what I said, bro. Like, it's all fun. It's great. It's a great idea. Some funny stuff. That's your only bet. Like, you got to bring that back in at one point.
And it's going to be filthy. I mean, he's going to end up putting, like, a net out there.
Imagine him trying to get a girl and, like hey, I saw all your – like, I don't want to sleep in your bed.
I could also see a girl, like, hit him up and be like, this is hot.
Yeah, I also don't want to be, like, laying in bed and having him and a girl laying on my balcony.
Oh, yeah, because your room is closer to the balcony, right?
Yeah, I can just see him.
Not great.
That's what happens when I'm not home. He just goes nuts.
He just loses. He has no one to go to Green Rock with, he loses his mind.
I'm kind of jealous. I would love to be on the bed drinking with him.
You said it was a bad idea at first. And then...
Yeah, I know it was bad. First of all, did you see me getting torched for my Jeff D. Lowe tweet? And then Kirk says it, and then it's like, oh, okay.
What you said, like, let's relax here, guys.
It wasn't about the show. Jeff. I want to explain myself. I'll explain myself.
I didn't see the tweet.
I tweeted, I was like, I love Jeff D. Lowe. I think the dozen's been great, but did he win an Oscar? He got, were you there? He won.
He has awards, Emmys, right? He has 2 Emmys.
He got sparklers for ending the show, didn't come out.
I was there.
Of course, you were probably.
Well,
you
no, well, no. I was there. I showed up after the Yankee game. I missed it, but I did see the video.
I'm okay with people misunderstood where I'm like, I love when we all promote a show. The show didn't come out yet. Like, I'm all for getting behind it. I know he worked hard. I know he did a bunch, but sparklers for ending your show. I want a sparkler after we do show reports.
You don't even do every episode. I don't miss episodes. I literally am the only – me and TJ are the only consistent people on the show. So we haven't had a full show in 2 weeks, you losers.
Hey, I've been traveling, and I've been on the past 2, no?
No. Have you? No. You didn't do the last one. You literally didn't do the last one.
I didn't chirp Jeff. I'm chirping everybody else. I think I chirped everybody else.
What about the people that say it's because your team wasn't in the tournament?
My team, my play, they have, my guys couldn't come in. They fucking play professional sports. But I didn't care because I'm bad at trivia. And I do love the dozen. I think it's very entertaining. But it's like, let's all relax here, you know? But then Kirk said it. And everyone's like, yeah, you're right, Kirk. Good shit. It's like, oh, well, Marty says it. He's jealous.
Marty, do not sick the Minifans on this show. We cannot. We won't survive that.
Yeah, no, I have nothing against Minifans.
I love Kirk. The Minifans, number one.
Good job, Kirk.
Praising Kirk.
Yes, we are.
We have the same take, but everyone agrees with him, but not me.
Because you stink.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they said. It's like, yeah, it's just because you said it. I'm like, all right, sounds good, guys.
Yeah. Yep.
Me and Jeff are texting on the side being like, this is kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, Jeff's great. Did a great job with it. I was not there for the sparklers. Shut up afterwards.
Again.
What?
I'm kidding.
What?
So there you go again. You're just fucking praising everybody.
I just said you did a good job. That's it. That's simply all I said. I've got nothing else for you guys, but that's you know what? Shout out to Gleyber Torres hitting a home run. First home run of the year. Did not think he had it in him. A little concerned the power went away. We didn't talk about that in our recap of Sunday's game, but first home run of the year for Gleyber, the pink bat. Might have to just keep using the pink bat. Yeah. And that pink bat's fire. I love the pink bat. And shout out Paul O'Neill, become a grandfather. Congrats to Paul O'Neill. Awesome stuff. Other than that, I got nothing else. What?
We're congratulating Paul O'Neill on being a grandfather.
That was news this weekend. Good job, Paul. I like Paul.
He's a listener.
He's a devoted listener, Paul O'Neill. I would love to get. Hey, you know what? If me congratulating Paul O'Neill ever gets him on the show, then that's all we like. I would love to talk to Paul O'Neill.
Fuck his dick. I don't care.
Absolutely. So that's the show. Day off on Monday. And then I got the Rays Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You'll hear from us Thursday morning. We'll record Wednesday night after the Wednesday game, after Cole pitches. And go check out the YouTube. New stuff going out there. I think I had a reaction video go out on Saturday. We're posting full episodes, clips, all that. It all looks clean. It all looks good. Shout out Noah, intern Noah. That's the show. We'll see you back here on Thursday. Later.
Well, this is John Sterling. You've been listening to Short Porch, byproduct of Barstool Sports.